Vayar Bolak Ben Tzipor Eskol Asher Osa Moshe Liyishroel Asher Kol Asher Osa Liyishroel Leymar. Bolak Ben Tzipor saw everything that he did for Klal Yisrael. I'm sorry. Vayar Bolak Ben Tzipor Eskol Asher Osa Yisrael Le'amayri. Bolak Ben Tzipor saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amayri. Vayogar Moyev Ibnei Ha'am, and Moyev was frightened from the people. Kiravu. Vayokach Moyev Ibnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moyev was disgusted from the Bnei Yisrael. So the Ksav Sofer says two ha'aras over here. Ksav Sofer says, first of all, the pasuk starts out with Vayogar Moyev Ibnei Ha'am. Moyev was frightened because of the people. And then it says Vayokach Moyev Ibnei Ha'am, Ibnei Bnei Yisrael. They became disgusted. They were frightened, then they were disgusted. Like, what's the chiluk between the two? Also, it starts out with Vayogar Moyev Bipnei Ha'am. It calls them Ha'am. And then it says Vayokas Moyev Bipnei Bnei Yisrael. So to the Yukim, chiluk between the beginning of the Pasuk and the second part of the Pasuk. So Ksav Sofer says, Amari de Kipshat. Zok de Ksav Sofer, usually, when you have a country that's being attacked by a bigger, stronger country, and they see that they're not going to be able to fight back, and they see that they're going to torture them. So the normal thing to do is to give in, to give up, and say, we're maskim, you know, we're willing to be makabel you as our malchus, and we'll take a blend with you, we'll mingle with you, and finish. So that's really what the reaction should have been over here. The reaction over here should have been that Moyav sees that Klal Yisrael is coming and they're afraid that they're going to take them over. They should be willing to give in and say, okay, we'll be makabel you and we'll live together side by side. But the problem was Vayokutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. Vayokutsu Moyav, they were famiyas from the Bnei Yisrael. Their way of life, being close to Hashem, being makabel on themselves, Ol Malchus Shamayim, that was foreign to Moyav. They were famiyas from such a thing. Famiyas. They didn't know to be makabel or Rabbanim, to live with Torah and mitzvahs that they weren't willing to do. So that's the lashon of the pasuk. Vayogar Moyav and Ne'am. They were frightened and they knew that they were going to be overtaken. So why not do an etzah, so give in and let's live with them? And that it says, Vayokats Moyav Bnei Bnei Yisrael. They were famiyas. They were disgusted with the ways of the Bnei Yisrael. You know, it could be they didn't like the Langerekla, with the beers, with the payas, with the whole mahus. They didn't like the whole way of life. So they couldn't give in. That was their problem. So that answers the diuk. It starts out with Vayogar. They were frightened. Vayokats. And they were disgusted. In other words, the etzah to the frightened part would be to give in. The problem was Vayokats Mayav. But what about the other diuk? It says Vayogar Mayav Mipnei Ha'am. It's your dua that whenever it says the word it's referring to the Erev Rav. And when it says B'nai Yisrael, it means the Yidin Shabbai, the regular Yid. It's also your dua that the Yidin were a miyut here in the Midbar. There were so many different groups of Erev Rav that came, the Yidin were outnumbered. So Mimele, Vayogar Moyev B'nai Ha'am, they were afraid of the Erev Rav. Else the Erev Rav, could be they would have given in, they would have accepted their way of life. The problem was that together with the Erev Rav and the Bnei Yisrael, and their way of life they didn't like, that's why they had to come on over here to Bilam. Vayishlach Malachim el Bilam ben Ba'or Pseira. He sent messengers to Bilam ben Ba'or Pseira, Asher al Hanor, Erez Bnei Amoy, Likrei Loi Lema. So Rashi says, Rashi asks the question of Yom Taimar, Bibne Mah Hishra Kodesh Baruch Shkinose al Goy Rasha. Why was he Mashri Hishkin on a Goy Rasha? Kadesh Loye Pishin Peh Lumis. That the nations of the world should not have an excuse, Loimar. Even Hoyalon in the Vim, Kazanu Lamutav. If we would have in the Vim, we also would have gone to good. So Hamid Lon the Vim, they ain't part together. Gave them a bilam, and they were pirates together, and they did the worst things. So all the mefarshim ask a kasha, what kind of a tshuva is that? But take a look at Bilam. He was a mushkis. He was a bal taiva. He was, you know, he lived with his chamor, chazal say. He was the epitome of tumah. So what kind of a tshuva is this to the lumus ha'olam? So the svarim hakdoshim say that that Messiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevuah. But the problem is, you could have the most delicious dish, the most savory dish, but if you put it in a Miyasa Keli that's full of dirt, it ruins the whole dish. He gave the Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah. But the problem was, it was in a Kli Mechur. It was in a Miyasa Keli full of Tumah and Taivah. If you notice, the Goyim did not ask if you would have given us a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't say that. If you would have given us Nevi'im, they also understood that the person himself, he has to make himself. He has to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make tzaddikim automatically, right? That's totally in the koyach habechira of every person, and that the person has to work on. But they wanted Nevuah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll send you Nevuah. But look at the type of people you are. Even if I send you Nevuah, if you don't fix yourself up, if you don't make something out of that keli, the mind of Nevuah is not going to do you any good. Bilam was just an example of what the people were like. He grew up in a society that was mushkis, that was b'nei taiva, that had fador b'nei midas. I could send you all the Nevuah in the world, but it gets ruined in a miyasa keli. So the Mosheim don't have a time anymore. If they would have bettered their society, if they were uplifted against society, then they would have produced people with midas, and then the Nevuah would be able to take an effect. But the problem was that Hashem could send you all the Nevuah in the world. It's not going to do you any good if it's an Amiyas Akeli full of Midas Rois. That was the tshuva over here. The vu I sent you, but the person himself is Amiyas. Chofetz Chaim is also Maisiv. Chofetz Chaim says, even if you have a Navi, you have to know what to do with him. You know, you have the Navu already. So what do you do with the Navi? A regular Yid Nebuch, a Yid has a Tzara, so what does he do? He goes to his Rav, he goes to Pesat Tzadik, please be Mespalu for me, why don't you give me Bracha? That's the Mahalach handling with the Tzaddik. And the Tzaddik, as the Shavuot HaKadosh says, he feels the pain of this individual. And immediately he davens to the Rabbi Yishlom, it's my pain now. So please give him a Yeshua so I shouldn't have the pain. What's the reaction of Mayav over here? They don't say, Rabbi Yishlom, save us from the Bnei Yisrael. They go and they say, go curse the Bnei Yisrael that they should get killed and they should have Klola. You know? So the whole mahalach of how you use the Navi is a wrong perspective. Even if you had the Navi, take a look at the way you used him. You didn't use him properly. He should have been mispaled and he should give you a brach. Right? He should daven for you. But that was not the mahalach. So it wouldn't do you any good even if you have the Navi. I want you to go curse these people. Ki otzim hu mimeni, he is stronger than me. Ulai uchal nakevay, I'll be able to smite him perhaps. Vagar shenu min aretz. Ki yodati, because I know. Es asher tevorech mevorach, that which you bench is blessed. Vasher to'or, you are. And that you curse will become cursed. So Chaim HaKadosh is medayik in the lashon of the pasuk. Ki yodati es asher tevorech mevorach. What you bless is blessed. It's already blessed. Ba'asher ta'or, and that which you curse, ta'or, you are, will become cursed. Why is it that by the brach it says, what you bless is blessed? And when it comes to the klala, it says, that which you will become cursed. Lashon asin. What's the chiluk in lashon? The Rechaim HaKadosh asks a different ta'or over here as well. The Gemara Masech, this brach is Dav Zayinam, and Aleph says, that Bilam had the koyach of giving the klola because he knew the exact mini nanosecond in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So he knew exactly when to give a klola. I wish also the kasha, where did his koyach HaBracha come from? Like, where did he get that? To give a klola if you know exactly when Hashem gets angry, the kel zayim b'chol yom, every day he gets angry for a little second. So he knew that very good. But where does the koyach HaBracha come from? The koyach HaBracha, you have to be an Adam Gadol. You have to be someone that's a big Baal Madrega that Hashem listens to your tefillos. Where did you get the koyach of the bracha from? Says of the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Bilam Taki did not have the koyach of the bracha. He didn't have that. Norvos, he was a kishuv macher. He was able to tell the future. He had his little crystal ball. So he knew who eventually is going to be benched. So he gave him a bracha. You know, as if his bracha is the thing that's doing it. Oh, I bless you. You should be rich. You should have children. When the truth of the matter was, he wasn't really doing anything. He did not have the koyach HaBracha. He was a kishuv macher. He was able to see the future. Yitaki did not have the koyach HaBracha. So Zokter HaChaim HaKodesh, that's Merumis in the Pasuk over here. Ki yodati es asher tevarech Balak was also a Kishon Macher. And Balak also knew Bilam's limitations. Ki yodati I know, es asher tevoyrech mivoyrach. When it comes to your brachas, it's already gebench. That I already know. That you have no idea what you're doing. You are. But the curse of Lamais, I know that works. So that which you curse will become cursed. Over the Emes, the Koyach HaBrachi did not have. Just I want to say over a Maisa that I saw, but again, the Koyach HaBrach of a Tzaddik, half-label fellow. She is Hevrons in Yerushalayim and Geula, in the Geula neighborhood. This Maisa happened a while back. So one night, the whole yeshiva packed out. There was a chasen in a different town. One of the Bnei HaYeshiva was getting married. And all the Bnei HaYeshiva packed out. And three Bachrim stayed behind to keep the learning going. It shouldn't become Bachrim. Fine. They're up late at night, and the phone rings. It's Shari Tzedek Hospital, someone from Shari Tzedek, that they're sick, to tell them that Mrs. Minna, she was the cook in the yeshiva, she was Nebuch Nifter. And she doesn't have any family, and she left over a note if the Bnei HaYeshiva could be metapel with her kfura to speak to the Chevra Kaddisha. Oyvei. Number one, she was a beloved cook. She didn't have a family. All she had was she cooked for the Bnei HaYeshiva. She was alone. Some of the Bachrim knew, a number of Bachrim knew. She used to cry to the Rish Hashiva of Chatzkel Sinai. And he used to be Menachem her. One thing I could tell you, that by your Leviathan, and they have asked me, you can have hundreds of Yeshiva Bachrim being malavi you, and the Mamish, you know, it'll be the covered God with you. And that was Menachem her. She used to tell the Bachrim that she got this brach from her Chatzkel Sinai. But now that she was Nifter, she has to be buried right away. You know, they don't leave over a mace overnight in Yerushalayim. The Bachrim were away. They're not going to come back till tomorrow. These Bachrim, like Mamish, this poor woman, that her mazel, even when she was Nifter, she didn't have the mazel that the bracha should be Mekuyim. What's Tutnim? So they had to go to the Chevra Kaddisha and then let them know and start making the arrangements. But before that, they thought, maybe we could find the Heter. So they went to Tzvi Pesach Frank. They told him the Gantz Maisa, she's Nebuch alone. And Chatzkistan promised she's going to have Mamish covered Melachim. So they could push it off a few hours till the Bnei Yeshiva would come back the next day. So Tzvi Pesach said, Chas v'shom, you know, it's a sad thing. Over the halacha dictates you have to bury her. He says, if you would know how much tzar the neshama has for leaving it unburied for an extra second, you would see that this is what has to be done. Okay, Bal Korchon, you know, they went back to, before they go into the Chevra Kaddisha, they went back to the yeshiva to turn off the lights. They go to turn off the lights, the phone rings again. Hello, this is Shari Tzedek Hospital. There's a miracle that just happened. The lady woke up. What happened? She was very, very schwach, and she barely was able to write on a piece of paper the last instructions to call the yeshiva, and then that was it. And there was no breathing, there was no nothing. And then all of a sudden, somebody saw there was some movement, you know, and they checked her out, and she started breathing. You know, and she talked to the doctors, the nurses, their mamas were going to the shul. She was up. Lamaisa, the next morning she was nifta. Good. To be Makai the bracha of the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, they already thought, Nebuch, poor lady, that even the Rosh Yeshiva's bracha wouldn't help her. Lamaisa, lamaisa. Miraculous. Chias HaMesim L'shor for a few hours. And bracha of an Adam Gadol, bracha of an Adam Gadol takes effect. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Omer Rabbi Avohu ben Zutrasi, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Zvida. Bikshu l'kvaya parshas Balak b'kriyashma. The Chachamim wanted to be kvaya, the parsha of Balak in Kriyashma. Why were they not kvaya? Because of the Teirach HaTzibur. The Gemara says, like, what's special about over here? They wanted to be kvaya because of the pasuk Korah Shachav Ka'aryeh. He crouches, he lies down like a lion. You see from over here that the parasha of Balak is not stam a meisin eis, it's an ikar and amunah. It's not some of many meisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, but if the Chachamim wanted to be kaveya, the parasha of Balak in Shema Yisrael. It's an Ikar in Kabbalah Sol Malach HaShemayim, and it's an Ikar in Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly is that Ikar that they wanted to be Kodeya? And what Shaykhis does it have to the Pasuk of Korah Shachav Ka'aryeh? So it's all brought down B'Shem, the Divrei Chonav, that's Heiliger of Chonav of Kalash, it's like it's added in Kodesh Lebracha. He said, from this parasha we learn a Mavidik Yisayim, that Klal Yisrael is oblivious to the fact of how many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them, and they have no idea even that he's saving them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making constant nisim, and we're not even aware of them. Klal Yisrael wasn't aware of this ma'aseh that was taking place. This was a conversation that was taking place between Bilam and Balak, and Bilam is trying everything. They're bringing korbanos, and he brings all of his tools of kishuv and all of his tools, his mouth with kolos. He had tremendously powerful, potent forces. Klal Yisrael is totally oblivious to this. They're in the midbar, they're resting, and all the while, someone's trying to destroy them. They're not even aware of it, and not only didn't the person destroy them, but the klala turned into bracha. So that's a major yisayi by us in Emuna. And when we Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, a chelik of that Kabbalah has to be Rabbeinu Shleilim, we place our total trust in you, and we believe that you take care of us, and you're mevatel tzaras even when we're not aware of it. There's a beautiful vort that's said over by the Svarim. What we say in Hallel, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, praise Hashem all the goyim, shabachu kol ha'umim, praise Him all nations, ki govar oleinu chazdoi, because the chesed of Hashem is nisgaber, is strengthened upon Klal Yisrael. So the famous question is, why should the goyim praise Hashem if He gives chesed for Klal Yisrael? Like, what shaykh is? So one of the truths is, only the goyim know how much they try plotting against us and how many times their plots failed, and we're not even aware of it. You know, we're oblivious, we have no idea what's going on, how the goyim are plotting, and the things become bottle. So hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shabakhu kol ha'umim, ki gover aleinu chazdei. You see the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael in such an hyphen that all of your plots, they totally became bottled. Where Chaim HaKadosh touches that into the posik of Korah Shochav Kari. He crouches and he lies like the lion. Korah, even at the time when he crouches to sit down, he doesn't have his weaponry on him. When Klal Yisrael has their weapons on them, they're a very powerful nation. But Korah, sometimes they crouch down to sit down, and they don't have their weaponry on them. And Shochab, they even lay down with a bechal of no idea that there's any enemy around. It's like a lion that anyone's scared to go near. Why? Because they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. In this past Melchama in Gaza, so they were shooting missiles one after the other, and the Arabs were complaining about the response of the Israelis. It was too stark. They overdid it. So it's a dua that there was this Arab sheikh that was on the radio. They interviewed him. He was complaining. It's not an equal response. They're overdoing it. So he asked him, what do you mean? But if you're constantly shooting thousands of rockets in there, like so what are you complaining about? He says, yeah, but you see that the rockets are missing. they're not doing anything. They're not hitting their mark. This is what he said, Barak. It was a famous interview. In other words, you know, even they're makir, that there's something there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. And that's why the Chachamah wanted to be Koveya, the parasha of Balak, into Kriya Shema, because that is an Ikrun Kabbalah of Malchus Hashamayim. One of the things that Bilam said, Mimona Afer Yaakov, who could count the dust of Yaakov, Umisbar Es Reva Yisrael, and to count the quarter of Yisrael, that means they're machaneh. The machaneh had four quarters. Tomais nafshi mois yisharim, may my nefesh die the death of the straight ones, usehi achrisi kamayu, and may my end be like them. So Chabad Chaim says, I'm ready to give shout over here. Chabad Chaim says that here Bilam was referring to Tchias HaMeisim. What's pshat? Why all of a sudden was Bilam talking about Tchias HaMeisim? Balak was inciting him, count the Bnei Yisrael. You know that if you count them, there's going to be an Ayin Hara there. And Mimele, you know, that way will they be able to be Menaseach. So Bilam told him, Mimona Afri Yaakov. How could you count the offer of Yaakov? this nation, it's impossible to count. Why? Because even the people that are buried in the dust, they're also a chelik of the minyan. It's not like they're gone. There's Tchias HaMeisim. They're asleep temporarily. But if they'd be totally gone, they'd be totally dead. So that, and Echnami, I could count the ones that are alive. Over me, Mona Afri Yaakov. Who could count the offer of Yaakov, the Sheikh Nei Ofer? They're also a chelik of the minyan. We have no idea how many of them died. They're asleep. A person that's asleep is considered dead? No. They're also asleep temporarily. So me, Mona Afri Yaakov. And that's why he finishes off, Tomus Navshi Mais Yisharim. Halavai, halavai, I would be zeich to that kind of a misa. Usehi achrisi kamayu, and my end will be, I'll also be zeich to tchias ha-meisim. The Chofetz Chaim said that the same way when a person goes to sleep at night, we know the neshama goes up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it, he's down the neshama, and he gives us back the exact same neshama. Vaydanu lefanechem, elechai v'kayim shechazar to be neshmasi, you gave me back my neshama. Says it's going to be like that if the Tchias HaMeisim, the same exact thing. People go to sleep temporarily, but the same exact neshama is going to be given back. And that's an achrayus. It's not going to be a brand new neshama. It's going to be the same exact one. If we don't take care of it properly, then it's going to be bizu bizyainus. I once said over a maisa here, the Chofetz Chaim used to say Musar Chabura to a select group of Talmidim. And he once told them, that this Shabbos night, I want to be Megala HaSayyid. He should be in the Beis Medrash at 1 o'clock in the morning. I want to be Megala HaSayyid. Chofetz Chaim wants to be Megala HaSayyid. Who is going to say when Mashiach is coming? If our states are, they can keep this a secret. It passed from mouth to mouth. 1 o'clock, Shabbos by night, Beis Medrash is packed. They're waiting for the Chofetz Chaim to be Megala HaSayyid. Fine. Chofetz Chaim comes in. He gets upon the bima. He says, Rabbeisai, I want to be Megala HaSayyid that was Nizgala to me this week. The neshama that you gave me is Tor. You gave it to me Tor. Ata barosa, ata yitzarta, ata rafachtabi. You created it, you formed it, you blew it into me. Ata meshamra bekirbi, ata osa litlo mimeni, ola hachziro bi. Ola hachziro is with a makik hay. To return the exact same neshama back to me. It's not going to be a brand new neshama. It's going to be that very same neshama. That's a moedik. That mapik hey is a moedik message to us. You have to remember, it's not going to be a brand new neshama. It's going to be the same exact neshama. And oivazoi, if we don't take care of it properly, if we let it get sullied, if we let it get dirty, then we're going to have bizyonis loss of love. This was the Sayyid that he wanted to be Megala. You know, the Olam, I guess, was expecting Mashiach. Over the Maisa, the Musar Haskel is a Meridik in Musar Haskel. Agav, the Chofetz Chaim, was Moisif on this, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yesharim, that Bilam wanted to die like the Yidden, and Bilam wanted to have a Tiach Risi Kamayu. So the Chofetz Chaim, Bilam wanted to die like a Yidden. He wanted to have his end like a Yidden, but he wasn't willing to live like a Yidden. To be able to die like a Yidden, to have that end, you have to live a life of Kedusha. What Bilam wanted was to live the life of a Behema, with all of his titles to be Metame himself, and yet also have the Achrisi Kamayu. That's an impossibility. That's Tarti the Satsri. You can't live like a Goy, live like a Tame, and at the same time have it good at the end. Shlomo Karliner had a Talmud, Rav Uri Misterelsk. Yadua, famous Chassidish Rebbe, Heilig Yid, the Sarov of Sterelsk, Ish Kaddish Adma Eid. So he was a Talmud of Shlomo Karliner. So right before Shlomo Karliner was Nifter, he told him that you should go and you should bask in the light of Rav Mordechai of Nishkes. He should become your Rebbe. So sure enough, Rav Uri Sterelsk, he went to Rav Mordechai of Nishkes, and he was going to be Mekabel from him. So the first time, this Rav Mordechai was being Mekabel people in his room. So Rav Uri comes to his room amongst other people that are sitting there, and and he sees that there's a big veer, a very wealthy man. He's coming to ask an eitzah by this remarka. And Rav Uri is going to hail a giyid. He looked at this veer's face. He could tell the guy was a balaveir in Nifla, mamash. And Rav Mardukh is makabalim. He's being machabedim. He's thinking to himself, how in the world can you be machabed? This is a rebbe. This is a tzaddik. He's machabed Rishon. So apparently Rav Mardukh sensed what was going on. He says, get out of my room right now. What are you coming for? Just damn it. He said, the guy, he became tzitzitter. And the guy, not the guy, the Rebuli became tzitzitter. He runs to the base members. He's all tzibrach. After the Yoylem left, this Rav Mardukh came to the base members. He said, I want to tell you something. He says, your Rebbe sent you to me to teach you one yesod. That anyone that doesn't have a Habas Yisrael to the extent that if he sees a Baal Aveir, he still loves him, he's lacking in the basic yesod of a Habas Yisrael. He sent you for that purpose and that purpose alone. So, he now the hair, the godless Shabbat, when he understood what he was thinking. And number two, he understood that this fellow was a Baal Aveir. Yafal Piken, he was Makar. So they touched it into the Pasuk, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, Lehro Amal B'Yisrael. Hashem does not see any iniquities in Yaakov. He doesn't see any perversion in Yisrael. Hashem alekav imoy. Hashem is always with him. U'tru as melech boy. And the friendship of Hashem is together with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that we are chaitim, despite the fact that we're bali aveira, there's tru as melech boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, he has a reyus with us. He still has a chavrshaft. But they touched into the pasuk. It goes on a person as well. If a person's lehibit oven b'yakov, if a person does not see any averus in Yaakov, the lehro amul b'Yisrael, he doesn't see any perversion, Hashem alekov imoy, then Hashem is with that person. A person that's able to be done people a kapschus, and even though they have averus, afal pikein, he's mechazik them. I just saw recently a ma'isa with the Chofetz Chaim, there was a druggist. The guy had a drugstore in the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. He wasn't the Shem Shabbos. So Chofetz Chaim used to come in and say hello to him. Once he comes in and he says to him, "Oh, Imam Shemai Mekani." He says, "The Rav is Mekani. Why?" He says, "You know the schusim that you have? You know what kind of schusim you have? Schusim that you keep Klal Yisrael healthy and you provide medicines for his people. You have an idea what kind of a schus it is?" He says, "Rebbe, you know, I'm not doing it b'tayrus mitzvah. I'm doing it b'tayrus. I need it as a parnas." He says, "It's vos. Parnas is also a mitzvah. You have to do a parnas your mishpacha. But at the same time, if you have in mind that you're also doing the shlichus of Hashem, that you're healing His people, that's a meridik and meridik eschus." He says, "You should have that in mind." So the person Taka had it in mind. He was thinking, you know, I'm Taka helping Hashem's people. That was in Sairatim, you know, maybe I should start Evshah once in a while coming to shul. The once in a while coming to shul, he started coming more often, came Hashem B'Shabbos, Hashem B'Tayrim Mitzvahs. That was the Chofetz Chaim's Mahalach. Now, Chofetz Chaim, no one's going to argue, Chofetz Chaim was also a Kanoi. Chofetz Chaim used to speak out when he saw something wrong, he used to speak out, there were Kolkairish. He had to speak out against things that were being done that are wrong. Abba Mitzad the Yachid, he always was down there as one of the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't see that various in Klal Yisrael, Hashem alekov imoy, Hashem is with him, or true as melech boy, and the friendship of Hashem is with him. Have a good Shabbos, everybody, and have a good summer. Have a good summer.